New on streaming this weekend, the Amazon Prime film One Night in Miami, featuring four cultural icons getting together in the mid-60s. Malcolm X, Sam Cooke, Jim Brown, and Muhammad Ali.
And I'm only 22 years old. There is no way I'm supposed to be this great. Look, Alexander the Great conquered the whole world at the age of 30, and I conquered the world of boxing at 22 without sustaining so much as a scratch.
That's right. Whoa.
There he goes.
You do the math.
All right.
The movie is directed by accomplished actress Regina King, and film critic Christian Toto tells us tonight he was very impressed with One Night in Miami.
There were heavy discussions, to be sure, and the movie itself, it's based on a production, really kind of captures the moment in time. This is 1964. Obviously, race relations is a huge issue. Racism is looming large over the country. And these four critical figures each could play a role in moving the public forward and addressing racism, or it could get worse if the wrong decisions are made. A lot of weight are on these different characters. And what's fascinating is that the casting across the board is very authentic. You know, each of these particular performers really do convey these larger-than-life personalities. But it's the way they've taken a play and opened it up and made it more theatrical, more cinematic. I think that's important. But also, this is a Regina King, an actress turned director, and she's done a wonderful job of capturing the energy, and there are certainly themes here that resonate with modern times, so I think that's important too. So overall, it's a very good film. It's certainly in the Oscar mix of late, and I wouldn't be surprised if it gets a nomination or two, maybe even more. In a way, this is heavy material, but there's humor. What I liked about it, it wasn't a lecture from one particular point of view. Each of the different figures, they've got good arguments, they've got flawed arguments, they argue amongst themselves, they challenge each other, and I think in that way, it really forces the audience is to either think or even maybe even reconsider some of their own feelings about the issues of the day.
Another eye-catching headline this week, Christian, was about Netflix. They are rolling out roughly 100 original productions. What more does that say about whether we'll ever actually get back to the movie theater to see something?
Boy, it's another rough body blow for the theatrical industry, for sure. Listen, Netflix has been doing this for a while, but they appear to be ramping up their production, and they just have a few stars lined up, including Leonardo DiCaprio, Dwayne Johnson, Gal Gadot. I mean, it is just heavy hitter after heavy hitter, the biggest names in Hollywood, all doing original films for Netflix. It just keeps on keeping on. And if you own a theater, if you love the theatrical experience, you got to be shaking your head and thinking, what's going to happen in 2021? This was the year where things hopefully get back at least closer to normal, but the pressure is really on. You know, the more people get used to seeing fresh content with big, big names at home, it feels like the less they'll be inclined to kind of go to theaters, hire babysitters, spend all that big ticket money, and maybe come away with a clunker.
Christian Toto with HollywoodandToto.com on Skype. He highly recommends One Night in Miami this weekend on Amazon Prime.